Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I've been saying for a long time that rural America is under attack. And when rural America is under attack, all America is under attack. I've long believed this to be true. And rural America, our true agricultural base, is the absolute foundation of this nation. We were established on such freedom, the right to own property, private property. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. This is not just a phrase, but is our promise, our right as equal beings. We just celebrated Constitution Day, and I shared yesterday my Saturday experience with you. And today I'm going to bring a new friend to CSC Talk Radio, Kathy Smith. Kathy was introduced to me by C.J. Hadley of Range Magazine, who's a good friend of CSC Talk Radio. Kathy chairs the Constitution Day Committee of Utah, an association of friends who host an annual celebration of the Constitution on or around, as near as possible, September 17th each year. Kathy has been involved in conservative politics since 1976, has been a country and state delegate, a city councilwoman, and led the Utah Commission on Volunteers from 2005 to 2008. She is, are you sitting down, the mother of eight children, all grounded and solid citizens, and the proud grandmother, again, are you sitting down, she's got me beat here, 26 wonderful people of ages, two to age 14 of grandchildren. She's a proud grandmother, and you're always a proud grandmother. Today, along with other topics, Kathy and I are going to talk about, because I wanted to visit with her about her Constitution event that she committed. And this year they had David Barton as the key speaker and presenter. And David connected our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution and the laws of nature's God. And, you know, I just did the reading, the dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence, and it is so moving when you really stop, take your time, and read through the grievances. Well, Kathy and I seem to have a great deal in common with the grandchildren. I may have one up on her because I just became a great-grandmother. With mutual friends and our commitment to liberty, my motto here is, and I kind of gather that's kind of what she does, my motto is educate and activate, and it seems she's doing much of that in Utah. And Kathy, we welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio.
Thank you, Beth. It's great to be with you.
Well, you know, it's a wonderful nation we live in. When we closed on Saturday, they wanted the song. I was more like the pop-up singer. I brought everybody back in and tried to keep them all awake, you know, after their breaks and tried to keep everybody up and going. They called me the cheerleader of the day. And I would sing a song, and they wanted the last song, and they wanted everybody to sing. I always have the congregation or the audience sing with me anyway. We did God Bless the USA. And I don't know if you remember that song or when it came to be, but I do, because in December of 1983, I lost my home in a fire. And in the spring of 1984, God Bless the USA became a big hit. And the very first words of that is, if tomorrow everything I'd worked for all my life was gone. That's not the words. I mixed them up a little bit. And I had to start all over again with just my children and my spouse. And I lived that. And so I knew exactly what that was. And how many nations can you do that in, as you can here in the United States of America? So giving all the problems and all the things that we have going against us right now, we're still the best nation in the world to live in. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. So, and hearing your story, Beth, you shared it with me. It's a perfect song. It's your song. It's your theme song, too. America is the greatest country.
It is, absolutely. And we have a lot of issues, but it's worth fighting for. And you and I talked about that yesterday. You know, it seems like the fighters out here, they're struggling so, but it is worth the fight. And I know that our founding fathers struggled, and of course we know many of them lost their lives over that battle, and their families did too, and they lost their fortunes. They did not lose their honor. They pledged their sacred honor, and they never faltered from that. They never lost their honor. They may have lost their lives, and they may have lost their fortunes, but they did not lose that sacred honor. We hold them quite sacred today. And that's why you and I do what we do. We're concerned about those children, those grandchildren, and those great-grandchildren. Mine's just a couple of weeks old right now, a little girl, so we're pretty proud of her.
Well, congratulations. And how can that be? How can we be grandmothers and you can't be a great-grandmother? Beth, there's no way.
Oh, well, that's what I told my granddaughter. Her name is Hannah Beth. And I said, Hannah, we just can't. You can't. You're making Meemaw feel old. But I was very happy for her. They're starting their life. And I put up a picture when I was holding her daddy, which is my oldest son. And she told me when I went down there to visit a week ago, she says, Meemaw, that looks like me when I'm holding her daddy and she's holding little Prudence. She's got a little girl. And I said, yeah, you've got a few of Meemaw's genes in you. So she does look a little bit like her Meemaw. Well, anyway, that's enough of that proud stuff there.
I'm going to go back to yesterday, and I'm looking forward to those great-grandkids too. And I'm not too far behind you, right behind. So,
well,
life
you know,
is good. It's
I would
very
just,
good. And when it,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Beth.
I was just going to say, I started really young, and then my oldest son started really young. So, you know, we're young grandparents and great-grandparents.
And isn't it great? It's great. I love it.
It is.
I can kind of keep up with them. I'm going with one family to Disneyland in November.
Oh, my goodness.
Thinking I need to get my walking shoes on and get out there and kind of toughen up a little bit so I can keep up with that young family, that we're going to have fun.
Well, keeping up with them is what keeps us young. And then getting out here and fighting for liberty is what we're doing for them. I don't feel like I can ignore the needs that need to be met and look them in the face one day and say, well, I didn't do anything for you. You know, I've got to at least try. So, and I think you...
No one's going to say that about you, that's for sure. Or our good friend C.J. Hadley.
Oh, my goodness.
Either. I'm glad she brought us together. I admire her so much. And she's receiving an award this weekend from the Nevada Press Association. You probably knew that.
I did know that.
Freedom of the Press Award.
She has...
So I'm going to go down to St. George and then drive on down to Mesquite and be there to...
Oh, how awesome. Well, how wonderful. Give her a hug for me. I don't know if she's a hugger. I'm a hugger, but give her a hug for me. I told CJ one of these days we're actually going to meet. She and I have talked a long time on the phone and at length, you know, and we've been on the air together. But one of these days I told her we're actually going to meet face to face. And I do admire her so. And she and I kind of come from a similar background as far as she wasn't grown up and groomed on the farm or on the range or on the ranch. She was, you know, in the city and then came to love that land. And that's the way I am. I always had a respect for land. You know, I told you yesterday, property rights is something that's near and dear to me. And I can see that we're being infringed upon in that respect. And I went through and looked up a lot of the founding fathers' quotes on private property and on property. But, you know, the old saying that a man's home is his castle is true. And when we lived in the city, Kathy, my daddy, he planted a little garden in the backyard, and he planted some fruit trees, which were his pride and joy. And he'd say, Mama, I'm going to go out and walk around the estate. And he'd go through the backyard, walk around his peach trees and his apple trees. And that was his estate. That was his property. We're going into a break. I want to hear all about what David Barton did at your event this last weekend. And when we come back, we're going to wait to open up the phone lines until Kathy and I really get started. I've kind of been monopolizing the time here. But when we get started, we're going to talk about what David Barton had presented to them at the event. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Write the number down, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Kathy and Beth Ann will be right back. Yeah. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6508.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kathy Smith, and we're getting ready to just start a little bit of talk about what went on in her Constitution. I want to say party. It wasn't really party. It was the event where they celebrated the Constitution. You know, one of the things that I think is one of the main problems, and I told you yesterday that Chris Ann Hall was the one that they had down here, and it was actually their convention, the Constitution Party Convention for Missouri. And she was explaining things in the Constitution, and she said the real problem, and she'd pointed to her head, is us. We don't understand, and we've lost our history, and we haven't stayed on top of things. And it's really in our heads that's where the big problem is. And so I was kind of excited and anxious to hear what David Barton, how he approached what you were doing. And when you wrote to me in the email that he connected the Declaration of Independence and God's natural laws, you know, that was really exciting to me because, I sent that to you. I don't know if you had a moment to listen to it or not, but I did that dramatic reading, and it was very emotional. When you stop and think about what those founding fathers were going through and when they signed that, what that meant, and how many of us today would make such a sacrifice. So I'm kind of anxious to see what David Barton, how he pulled that all together.
Well, Beth Ann, let me preface that by telling you that we also had, as part of our program, a warm-up to David Barton. We do an event every year called Liberty Trek for the youth, and we have founding fathers and their families, reenactors, 27 actors.
Oh, wow.
Do this day-long event for the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. And anyway, this year we brought five of those actors to this celebration that we had last Saturday night, and we had Governor William Bradford, for instance. When you talk about an emotional presentation, we had the Reverend Peter Muhlenberg.
He's
the one who stood up and said, there's a time and a season, you know, quotes from the Bible, there's a time and a season for everything, and now's the time to fight. And he kind of peels off his preacher's coat, and underneath he has his Continental uniform on and says, who will go with me? I mean, these are amazing men and their wives who stood behind them. And we had, of course, we had George Washington came. And I mean, it was just, it was very moving and very touching. They did a great job. James Madison. And then we had Ben Franklin. So those were the five forefathers and founding fathers.
I want to come next year. I want to come next year.
Yeah.
I want to be there. That's a booster shot.
We'll talk about that. We'll have to talk about Liberty too. Some other time.
But, you know, so when you talk about the pastor, you know, the Black Robe Regiment, they were so instrumental in our revolution to speak to the people and to talk to the people about God and keeping God first and fighting for that, for liberty and fighting for those rights and for God's laws. I mean, they were significant.
They were key, absolutely key to informing the people. I mean, think about where congregations got their information. It was in church. Mm-hmm. And now our government has managed to silence our churches, our pastors. You know, they're so afraid that if they say something political, they'll lose their, you know, nonprofit or their charitable status. It's just, you know, we talked about Chris Ann Hall pointing to her head and saying, we don't have it here in our heads. We're not hearing it in church. We're not hearing it in our schools. You know, I'm not so old that I don't remember my school days. I didn't fall in love with the Constitution until after I graduated from high school. I didn't get it then. I got it on my own later. So our schools are failing, not just our children, but all of us.
Well,
especially
absolutely.
In that regard.
And you and I both know there's an agenda there.
Here we had David Barton, who, what an educator, what a teacher. He stood up and talked for, it must have been well over an hour. It felt like it just flew by. But he talked about how academia is trying to separate the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. You know, judges saying, well, we're all about the Constitution. The Declaration of Independence means nothing to us. When in reality, it's those principles that are enshrined in the Declaration of Independence that are the foundation for our Constitution, which is our contract between the people, their states, and this new federal government. The federal government works for us, supposed to anyway.
we've kind of lost our way in that.
Yes, and he spent a lot of time drawing the tie and the parallel between those foundational principles that are in the Declaration. And right in that first paragraph, it talks about the laws of nature and of nature's God. And he said, everyone tries to say that, you know, our Constitution is a godless Constitution. But look at the language. Look at the in the year of our Lord, 1787, when the Constitution was signed. Mm-hmm. Or there's a little phrase that says, except Sundays. They honored the Sabbath. I mean, it's just, it's fascinating to listen to him.
And, you know, our first universities and colleges, that's what they taught.
Yes.
They taught from the Bible. And that's what they were all about. And that was those kind of morals that they stood on. And now it's like anything goes, you know, if it feels good, do it. That was from that 60s and 70s generation, you know, and that's who we have ruling us right now. They're not supposed to be ruling, but that's what they're trying to do. And we have lost our way in believing that, you know, we've got it all upside down, that the federal government's the biggest. Well, they are the biggest, but they're not supposed to be. It was God first, people second. The people created the state, and the state created the federal. And that is how it's supposed to be. The states created them. They answer to the states. The people created the states, and they answer to the people. And the contract is the Constitution, and it's not a living, breathing document. It is a contract.
No, it's a contract. Yep, with very specific, defined roles for the federal government. David Barton even talked about how that first building where Congress met on Sundays was held, where they held church meetings there.
Yes.
And had a huge congregation that met in that building on Sundays. There's, you know, there's no such thing as, you know, we can't have religious meetings in the town square. That's not what the founders intended.
There's no such thing as separation of church and state.
Mm-mm.
There is such a thing as the state staying out of the church. But not the church out of
not,
the state.
Not requiring that everyone attend the same church, like the Church of England.
Yes. And, you know, you talked about schools. And in the 8 points put out with the book that Sal Alinsky wrote, in those 8 points, education is number 6 on there. How to control the people and make a complete socialistic state, which is Hillary Clinton's, that's what she wrote her college thesis on. And number 6 is take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. And I think we're seeing that happen. They're taking history out. And they're redoing history. I mean, the fact that people think that the flag, that the Southern flag is racist and has some kind of violence intentions is ridiculous. It's because they don't understand and know the history. And it goes along with the little snake, you know, I can't think what they call that, the flag with that. Those aren't about that. They're about liberty. They're about sovereignty, which is what we're based on. And to do away with that and take that out of our history is blinding those who are coming along here in our future, because they don't have a clue. And they're believing all the lies.
The don't tread on me flag.
Yes, that's
all
the one.
History,
you.
And it's all being taken out. We're losing our heritage. And I do think it's deliberate and intentional.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
You know, you hate to believe. I think most of us in rural America are just hardworking people who give everyone the benefit of the doubt. And it's hard to believe that there would be such corruption and evil that would want to destroy this wonderful nation of ours.
Well,
but it's the age old fight between good and evil, and evil wants to control people. And you and I and all of our friends just want to be free to live our lives
and allow
others to do the same.
We want to be left alone, don't we? We just
That's
want
right.
to be left alone. We're going into
be
another break.
Them.
But a lot of it has to do with our understanding. And people have bought into the lie that the federal government's in charge and that the Supreme Court is the final judge and rule over the land. And they're not. It's you and me. It's we the people.
Right.
We're the ones who are in the rule. We're going into a break. We're going to open up the phone lines. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We're talking about liberty. We're talking about our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, our history. 877-895-5410. And Kathy and Beth Ann, we the people, will be right back.
Hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen. So the unborn... be heard.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
How sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No B.O. deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No B.O. is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No B.O. deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No B.O. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure, a new logo, and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America, so the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website, support our sponsors, join the show on Facebook, follow Beth Ann on Twitter, contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kathy Smith, and we are talking about the presentation that they had by David Barton at the Constitution Day there in Utah. And, you know, Kathy, with talking about the Bill of Rights, when I went through that, there wasn't hardly any of those grievances that we aren't experiencing today. And so, like you said, the fight is still the same. We're still fighting big government. We may not have a single king. I call it King D.C. or King Government. I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and gut deals up there in Washington. Read today where they're getting ready to okay another liberal federal judge. And we shouldn't have liberal judges. We shouldn't have conservative judges. We should have constitutional judges. That's what we should have.
Yes, we should.
And
you mentioned the Supreme Court, Beth Ann. Let me tell you what David Barton said about that. He said, you know, we have these lifetime appointments for these Supreme Court justices. That was never the founders' intent. They realized the danger of lifetime appointments.
Oh, yeah.
And we're afraid to talk about impeaching someone who doesn't defend the Constitution. But we've strayed so far. If we could just come back to the Constitution, we could solve everything.
You know, if it was a contract we had in business, we would not be afraid one little bit. And why is this any different? And it goes back to the lack of understanding that we the people seem to have right now. And I'm far from totally knowledgeable about it. But to me, it's a very simple document. And it's not that difficult to understand. The difficulty is all the amendments and all the things that they're trying to do to hide their actions and their corruptness. And, you know, the things that DC's doing, I know I'm going to get this quote incorrectly, but I'll get the gist of it. And that was from Harry S. Truman. He said, if you've got a politician that's wealthy, you've got a corrupt politician. And we look at these politicians, and Mitch McConnell is the one that I had the information on here several months ago, where he makes, and it's the same with all of them, but he only makes, which I think is a great deal of money with the situation that I'm in, but he makes $100,000+ a year. Okay. But after 6 years, he's worth $24 million. Well, he's got a heck of a savings plan. I want his CPA, don't you?
I mean, how does that happen?
How does that happen? Well, it goes back to what Harry S. Truman said. Corruption. They're in there making deals and cutting deals, and they have gone after Donald Trump over the TPP and over the immigration, and I've had to stop and think about this a long time, and it came to me one night several months back. It's their hate for Donald Trump has nothing to do with the misspeakings that he does and the name-calling that he does. What it has to do is they're cutting their deals, and their deals, they're making money off of immigration, illegal and legal, and they're making money off of these bad, poor trade deals. So it goes to prove to us that that's why the Republicans don't like him, that's why the Democrats don't like him, and that's why those foreign countries don't really like him, because things might end if he does what he says he's going to do and make the deals a little more fair and free for America.
That's right. Yeah, they're afraid he's going to upset their
apple
cart system. Yeah,
yes,
that's right.
Absolutely. And there's been some that I was very, very disappointed in that I thought were actually trying to fight for the American people, and the scales have fallen off my eyes, and I see the truth now.
You know, I mentioned in my bio, Beth Ann, that I served on a city council just for one term.
I bet that was
interesting. That was eye-opening. If everyone would get involved on a local level and have a better understanding of the power of their local government, but even at that level, you can just see, you know, the city manager would say to me, you know, you need to pick your battle, and they want you to go along to get along. And, you know, I was often a lone vote standing up for something. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard.
Difficult. It is difficult.
But that's why people shouldn't stay in office for more than a couple of terms,
And that is something else that the American people need to realize. When our government was established, we were designed to be governed locally, not from D.C. dictators. We were designed to be governed locally, so it's so very important who's your county commissioner, who's your county sheriff, who's on that school board, who are your aldermen or your commissioners, who are these people, what is their... Do they know the Constitution? Do they know the bylaws? Do they know... Are they full of integrity? Are they good characters? And I think, you know, we complain about the public school system. Well, who's on the school boards? You know, when we've got people on the school boards that are following along with these idiocies coming out of D.C., you know, we're tied to their purse, and that's what they want us to be. You know, they've got us, they've got the tiger by the tail, so to speak, and we don't realize, you know, all we got to do is turn around and growl because we're the ones with the power. But because we want that money, which is our money in the first place, you know, we give it to them and they say, oh, we'll give you this pittance back, you know, if you do X, Y, and
true.
Z.
That's true. When I sat on the city council and we talked about federal grants, and I'd look around the table and say, none of us here around this table believe in this kind of, you know, taking these federal monies. Why are we doing it? And they would say, well, if we don't take it, someone else will.
So yeah, I've heard that several times.
It's terrible. And where are our governors who understand that role between the state and the federal government and will stand up for their own state sovereignty? They're afraid they'll lose their federal funding.
That has been a curiosity to me, because the nature of man is to have power. Do those governors not realize what power they truly have over the Fed? But they're after that federal money, which was ours in the first place.
Right. Yeah, they're willing to give up their own state power and state sovereignty.
And I think it also goes back to
a little bit of federal funding that belongs to the people.
And the career politicians. The governors are no different than these senators and representatives. They're career politicians, and they're seeking to please whomever up the ladder so that they can go up the ladder or they can get more money. It's about power for not just money, but a power for the for power. I mean, it's a greed of power and money. That's what I wanted to say. It's a greed for power and money. And like I said, it's a long curiosity for me if those governors and even the mayors in these towns, how much authority they really have that they don't understand.
Well, they're being trained by the leagues of cities and towns, starting from Washington, D.C., and then down to the state level. They're being told, those newly elected mayors and city council members, and then year after year as they serve in office, that the federal government trumps everything.
And that's
amazing. Excuse me, I use the word trumps.
You know, it's hard not to do.
You know, that's where the power of the king is. And so everyone should just kind of fall in line and go along to get along.
Yes, we need to behave ourselves. You know, this is the way it is,
terrible.
And you just need to behave yourself. And, you know, we've seen the battles over property, over land. And my late boss wrote an article years and years ago, you know, our land for collateral. He believed that they were taking the land for collateral. And here again, in the last couple of months, President Barack Obama has made more national monuments and set more land, well, it was really in the sea, aside, that cannot be cultivated, cannot be utilized now. And, you know, that's killing this nation, absolutely killing this nation. And it amazes me, Kathy, that our founding fathers foresaw that. Because they lived it with the king, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. They experienced it firsthand.
We're going into a break, and I want to share a quote from one of the founding fathers on exactly that. And we've just got to wake the people up, because the people have the power. We're kind of like Dorothy in her ruby red slippers. Click them together. You had the power all along. You didn't even need the little fairy to come along and tap you with the wand. We maybe just need to smack ourselves in the head with the wand, but we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome to join us at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Kathy and Beth Ann will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No BO deodorant, offers CSE Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No BO. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kathy Smith. We're kind of talking about our history and our Constitution, which is really a contract. It's not a living, breathing document like they want to try and tell us. I have a quote here from Thomas Jefferson in his letter to James Madison. And I see this going on with the fights that we have over property here in the United States, Kathy. And I thought this was just kind of a slap in the head, you know, kind of one of those gibes on the NIC, what do they call it, NS, I can't think of the name of the show now, but he knocks everybody on the head. And whenever there is, in any country, uncultivated land and unemployed poor, it is clear that the laws of property have been so far expended as to violate natural right. And I would think that, you know, the natural right and the natural law, which is, you know, something that you said that David Barton was pulling into the Declaration of Independence and Constitution, is God's natural law. You know, we see that going on in our country where they're setting land aside and portions of the sea, setting it aside, and it's not usable now. We can't cultivate it. And here we have people poor. They can't, they're not employed. They're not working. And we're trying to take care of them as a government. And that's not the way it was intended. That is not the natural law of things. That's not the way it should be.
No, you're right, Beth Ann. I mean, we have socialism. That's the control of property. We're losing the right to control our own property. And without private property, we are a socialist government.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's why they want to take it away. That's one of the reasons. Plus, it brings power to the people. I went through these. I've got this book of quotes, and it's got them listed under different topics. And under property, it had several of them. And they were talking about the ownership of property brings power to the people. When we don't own anything, we have no power. And if you think you own it, try not paying a tax and see what happens. We've already been fooled. I wrote an article several years back called The Land of Pretenders. We're just pretending. But here's a quote that's one of my favorites, and my listeners are going to be familiar with this one because I have quoted it many times, used it. So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community. That was from Sir William Blackstone back in 1783. The things that they said then and what we're going through right now, not even for the good of the whole community. How many times have we been told, well, this is for everyone's good. You should be willing to do this. This is for everyone's good in your community. How dare you want to own that?
Well, remember when I said, you know, the mayors and city council members are being trained that federal law supersedes mm-hmm. every other state, county, and local law? Well, my husband was with me in this meeting, and it was a class. The room was full, probably 300, 400 people in this room. And they were talking about eminent domain, the law of the king, and how this supersedes everything. And I could feel Bert next to me just squirming and listening, you know, and I thought, he's going to explode here in a minute. And sure enough, pretty soon he just stood up and said, this is a lie. And, you know, the room just, of course, went silent. But he was right, and we are being brainwashed at every level, from school age all the way through our school years to even elected officials are being told that there's no power at the local level. The county law enforcement, the county sheriffs are being told that. It's in our culture. It's in our media. And it's just not true.
Well, they're trying to do away with the county sheriffs, and that's the reason, because they know he has the power. They're trying to do away with prayer. Unfortunately, our enemy seems to know the power that we have greater than we know the power that we have.
You're right.
So, you know, it's something that we've got to stay vigilant. My listeners have been listening. I know what they've been doing. They've been hanging back and listening to what we've been saying here today, and they will probably bombard me with some phone calls this afternoon. But it is something that is very, very important that we understand that Constitution is a contract. We're the ones that hold the contract with the federal government, not vice versa. When they don't follow that contract, it's time to fire them. And it's all three branches. All three branches.
I'm encouraged, though. I'm encouraged because there are a lot of good things happening out there. I am genuinely encouraged. Just listening to your show, Beth Ann, even your ads are encouraging to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Last summer, I spent 2 separate weeks in Boston, and I went to Lexington and Concord, and I went to John and Abigail Adams' home, and I stood in that upper hallway and looked in and listened as the tour guide talked about, this is the desk where John Adams sat and wrote 140 letters to Thomas Jefferson in the last 10 years of their lives, until they both died. 50 years after the signing of the Declaration of Independence, they both passed away on July 4th, 1826.
Isn't that amazing?
And I stood there, and I looked at that desk, and I was just overcome with emotion. These were great people, great men, and their wives who were behind them, and their families who sacrificed everything. At Lexington and Concord, I listened to those stories, and I thought, how is what we're going through today, where people are trying to stand up for their property rights and say, this is my land, these are my cattle, this is my property, this is my family, my home, like you mentioned at the top of the show, this is my castle. How is it any different today than it was then at Lexington? It's no different.
I went to Philadelphia, and I got to sit in the pub where they did a lot of their meetings as well. And if those walls could talk, I mean, it's an emotional thing to think of what they went through. And what they were fighting and what they were about to do was unheard of, completely unheard of. And what we have to be encouraged, as you say, I am, because I think people are waking up. But the other issue is they already made the sacrifice. They made the ultimate sacrifice. We have the contracts. We need to read them, and we need to know and understand them. And we need to realize we, the people, are the government. Those in D.C. are hired by us just to make sure that things flow. Their responsibilities are very small. And they're shirking those and doing everything that they're not supposed to be doing. But it is encouraging to me because I think people are waking up, and unfortunately it's because they're hurting. The more you hurt, the more it comes home to you, the more you wake up. And that's just the nature of man. And that was the same with the Patriot. He wasn't going to fight until he was attacked. And that was based loosely off of the militia, the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter and the Brigadier General Francis Marion, the Gamecock and Swamp Fox. And they did burn General Thomas Sumter's house down. And we are out of time. I am so thrilled that you were here with us, Kathy. We're going to have to do this again real, real soon. This is what we do every day to bring America home, educate and activate and encourage we the people and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Power.